The ability to use data to anticipate the future is critical in today's fast-moving economy, with data being created at an ever-increasing rate. How are some companies able to separate the signal from the noise? It starts with the principles of data, to transform data into actionable insights. Your mind is probably racing with ways to apply analytics at your firm, but to fully embrace and leverage analytics, your team needs to move beyond one-off projects and establish a sustainable practice that's ingrained in everyone's day-to-day. Take Airbnb for the example. The company fostered a data-driven culture by creating an in-house data university. 30 data science courses that are open to all employees. Amazon, Zillow and Google have similar data-obsessed cultures. If your company aspires to be like these analytical leaders, there's a five-part framework you can implement.
I found in working with companies that they often would say, "Okay, I buy that analytics can be useful.
How do I get better at it? How do I improve my analytical capabilities? What do I need to do?" So when I was thinking about how to help companies improve their analytical capabilities, I wrestled with what's the best way to represent it, and I came up with this acronym: Delta D for data, E for enterprise orientation or strategy, L for leadership, T for targets, and A for analysts. First, D for data. It bears repeating: great analytical companies relentlessly gather and leverage high-quality data. It's what distinguishes the leaders from the pack. Data is the not-so-secret source of analytics, and I find it's one of the greatest differentiators between the companies. Really good at analytics and those that struggle to find an exclusive line of sight into your industry. Get creative and look for underutilized or hard-to-capture data. Take the Boston Red Sox, who leveraged underutilized data to gain a competitive advantage, the Red Sox. My favorite baseball team, who decided they wanted to learn more about who would make for a good player. So they went to NCAA headquarters to look at paper records and classify the attributes of every rookie in professional baseball, and then figure out which players ended up performing at a very high level, so they could then know what attributes they should be looking for in updrafting players. Nobody else was willing to go to the trouble of looking through these paper records. Recording the information, this unique angle into scouting talent, paid off. The Red Sox won 4 championships between 2004 and 2018. Leadership is a really important thing in analytics. I found a number of analytics leaders over the years that were steadfast in their appreciation for how important this was.